She smiled and curtsied. He looked up and blushed, and averted his gaze to Horace, who shrugged and rubbed his ears.
"Superglue, all right," said Horace. "So it was a bad idea. It goes with being called Horace in the first place. Stupid parents. They can't organize laundry either, or my sister. Thank you again, Sir Silent," interrupted Soraya, with a quelling glance at her brother. She stepped closer to Tony and looked up at him. He thought that it would be very easy to rest his chin upon her silky head and draw her close.
"Anyway, I decided it was time to pursue my interest in yoga and meditation and semi-retire."
March turned to the others. "Hamish was my father's fence." Hamish winced.
"I preferred gem advisor.
He would buy the jewelry from my dad, then break down the stones and make new pieces.
I'm really into recycling, and sell them to secondhand jewelry shops. Everybody wins," Hamish said with a shrug.
"Or really high-end jewelry brokers. He's one of the biggest fences in New York." Hamish gestured to the boxes of paperweights, crystals, bells, scarves, brass jewelry, and candles.
"Miles, you all right?" Jackie whispers, staring like she wants to see inside of me to figure out the answer to her question. I space out into her eyes for a second. What? No, I mean, yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I tell her. Totally. But Preston's room is suddenly hot and claustrophobic feeling, and the sweat on my skin is itching fucking bad. The shades are drawn and the windows are closed, and the only light is coming from the TV. I'm sitting on the carpeted floor next to Preston's bed, wanting to scratch my back, my arms, everywhere, but not doing it because Jackie is still trying to figure out if I'm all right.